call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wachowski, Wolk.
Mr. Secretary notes that there is an absence of a quorum. Members, if you could make your way to the Senate floor so we can begin, it would be greatly appreciated.
Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Havley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Bydak, Wykowski, Wolk.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Members, a quorum is present. Would the members and guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by Chaplain Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing and we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bates.
On an ordinary day in 1958, the monk Thomas Merton was running errands for the monastery in Louisville, Kentucky, when he was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that he loved all those busy people on the street, that even though they were total strangers, he felt liberated from the illusory idea that they were separate. He wished that everyone could have that experience, but he said, "There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around shining like the sun." Divine Mystery, as we proceed with our work this week, we ask you to focus our vision to see each person bathed in your light and love, to sharpen our hearing to listen for words that offer solutions and hope, and to quicken our steps to move with patient expectation toward voices that challenge. May we be alert to seeing each other shining like the sun. Amen.
Members and guests, hands over your hearts, ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, members. We will start with privileges of the floor. Senator Pan, did you want to begin? Senator Hall, not at his desk. Senator Lara? Pass, okay. All right, members, no privileges of the floor. We will be moving on. Yes, Senator Jackson, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, every member last week received a copy of the 2016 Women's History Month calendar delivered to their offices last week in honor of Women's History Month. This is a wonderful month calendar. And I can tell you that my constituents love this. I can't keep enough in stock. It's a fascinating look at California state history produced by the California Research Bureau and the California State Library. And I would encourage you to take note of each of the fascinating historical women in and events surrounding women's history in this case, in this state rather, that are featured in this calendar. They are available through Repro Graphics, and you can order them personalized for yourself if you wish to distribute them to your constituents. This is a big hit and a big educational opportunity that's also fun and informative. So with that, I hope that you will enjoy them, and happy Women's History Month.
Thank you, Senator Jackson. Members, anything else under privileges of the floor? Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Madam President. Our brave first responders put their lives on the line for our safety and our community's well-being every day. As such, I would like to recognize emergency medical professionals who are here today as recipients of the 2016 California Ambulance Association Stars of Life Award. The individuals are in the Senate gallery, if they'd like to stand. We'd like to thank you for your service. Let's welcome them to the State Senate. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Fuller, and welcome to our first responders, and thank you for what you do for all of us every day. Welcome to the California State Senate. Moving along, Senator McGuire, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President. Just a quick introduction and want to acknowledge we have two paramedics from Eureka here today, Brandon Harlander and Michael Lee, and both of them are recipients of the Star of Life Award and want to congratulate them on their exceptional service to the North Coast. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator McGuire. Welcome, gentlemen. Senator Pan at Senator De Leon's desk, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President, Senators. It is an honor to welcome to the Senate floor Minister Yamanunouchi, who's the Minister for Economic Affairs for the Embassy of Japan in Washington, D.C. Minister Yamanouchi has been a key player in establishing U.S.-Japan relations as well as California-Japan relations. In 1984, he launched his career overseas, where he joined the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Japan, became the first secretary in the political sections in Washington, D.C. during President Clinton's term. Minister Yamanouchi continues to strengthen and maintain Japan's relations with both the United States and California. Japan has become a major importer of California products as well as a source of investment for our companies. In fact, Japan is California's largest export market for agricultural products, and California ranks first nationwide in service exports to Japan. Additionally, California is number one in employment by subsidiaries of Japanese companies. In his current role, Minister Yamanouchi utilizes his years of experience to craft a new story for U.S.-Japan relations that will fit the economic and political demands of the 21st century. We're excited for the many more opportunities that will stem from our partnership with Japan. Please join me in welcoming Minister Yamanouchi, accompanied by the Japanese Consul General Yamada of San Francisco, here to the Senate floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan, and welcome Mr. Yamanouchi. Senator Leno, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Madam President. Under motions and resolutions.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I ask that SB 86, a budget bill, be moved to the inactive file.
Thank you, Senator. So
Thank
noted.
You.
Members, we are back to privileges of the floor. Do we have Senator Hall at the pro tem's desk? Please proceed.
Yes, Madam President, for privileges for introductions.
Please proceed.
Madam President and Senators, while there are many historical events taking place in the Capitol today, this day is of special note because today, for the first time in over 50 years, the California State Senate is flying the flag of the nation of Cuba. I'm especially honored to welcome to the State Senate chamber, Cuban First Secretary Miguel Fraga. First Secretary Fraga has worked in the Cuban Embassy in Washington, D.C. since its reopening this past July. First Secretary Fraga has worked in the Cuban Foreign Service since 2006, where he has served in such posts as the diplomatic attaché to the North American Division of the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Havana, and as the third secretary at the Embassy of Cuba in Ottawa, Canada. With this historical actions taken by President Obama to reestablish diplomatic relations with the nation of Cuba, I am confident that this will be the first of many, many visits by the Cuban delegation and the Cuban people to the great state of California. Senators, the Cold War is over, and it's time to look forward and to look ahead to the future where Cuba is a partner and not an enemy to the United States of America. Cuba is a vibrant and beautiful country that has faced many challenges in its effort to develop economically, and the reestablishment of diplomatic relations between our two countries can only lead to a great partnership in the years to come. Please join me in welcoming First Secretary Fraga to the Senate and extending our best wishes for a productive visit in California and service in the United States of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hall, and welcome Secretary Fraga. Still under privileges of the floor. Senator Runner, for what purpose do you rise?
Privileges of the floor, Madam President.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I wanted to let people know who represent Nancy Reagan and the library and where she lives. We are going to honor her on Thursday morning, and so we'll do that on Thursday and hopefully have some of her family with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Runner. Still under privileges of the floor, members, are there any other privileges of the floor? All right. Senator Mitchell, for what purpose do you rise?
Privileges of the floor, please.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I'm assuming other members will stand and do the same. I just wanted to take a very brief moment to congratulate the new speaker. I hadn't forgotten his name, but thank you, Senator. Speaker Rendon, just from the perspective of he and I came from similar origins in the early care and education movement, and to acknowledge the statement he made in his speech about his commitment around child poverty, I noticed that he didn't get the same rousing applause for child poverty as he did for some of his other priorities. But I'm clapping for that being his priority, and know that I intend to stand with him and beside him in seeing that commitment to fruition. So just wanted to tip my hat and congratulate the newly elected speaker.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Under privileges of the floor. All right, members, we are moving right along. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Report of committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Introductions and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 1475 by the Committee on Governmental Organization, an act relating to state government.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We are moving to consideration of the daily file, members. We have two governor's appointments today. Mr. Pro Tem, are you ready to proceed?
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, we have file item number 40, Genoveva Islas, a member of the California Health Exchange Benefit Board, or Health Benefit Exchange Board, I should say, as well as Martin Morgenstern. This must be Marty's 50th appointment to some position, you know, under Governor Jerry Brown. That tells you how indispensable this man is to California. Genoveva Islas is a health professional by training. She grew up in the Central Valley and knows the lack of insurance impacts the health of people in small rural communities. These are two very important appointments to the Health Benefit Exchange Board. Colleagues, they pass on a bipartisan vote. Madam President, as well as colleagues, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Any debate or discussion? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Aye. Block. Aye. Canella. De Leon. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Gagione. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Aye. Hancock. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Wesso. Aye. Huff. Aye. Jackson. Lada. Aye, Leno. Aye, Leva. Aye, Lou. Aye, McGuire. Aye, Mendoza. Aye, Mitchell. Aye, Monning. Aye, Morlock. Aye, Morrell. Aye, Wynn. Aye, Nielsen. Aye, Pan. Aye, Pavley. Aye, Roth. Aye, Runner. Aye, Stone. Aye, Vidak. Aye, Wachowski. Aye, Wolk. Wolk, aye.
Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Canella, De Leon, aye. Jackson, aye.
Ayes 39, noes 0. The appointment is confirmed. Appointments are confirmed. Thank you. Mr. Pro Tem?
Thank you, Madam President. We have the last confirmation before us, file item number 41. We have Van Garden Sauter, as well as Vernon B. Williams from Los Angeles, California. Van Gordon Sauter is from Los Angeles, California, and Vernon, yes, is from Los Angeles County. Both are appointed as members of the State Athletic Commission. Van Gordon Sauter is a reappointment, while Mr. Vernon B. Williams is a new member. and his expertise is in sports neurology as well as brain injury. Very important given the fact that we do have boxing matches as well as wrestling matches that are sanctioned in the state of California. Both individuals pass on a bipartisan vote, and with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Mr. Secretary, please, if there are any discussion or debate, seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Block. Aye. Canella. Aye. De Leon. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Aye. Hancock. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Wesso. Aye. Huff. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leno. Aye. Leva. Aye. Liu. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Wynn. Aye. Nilsson. Aye. Pan. Aye. Pavley. Aye. Roth. Aye. Runner. Aye. Stone. Aye. Vidak. Aye. Wachowski. Aye. Wolk. Wolk, aye.
Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Berryhill.
Zero noes. The appointments are confirmed. Thank you. All right. Yes. Members, we are going to return back to motions and resolutions. Do we have anyone? Mr. Pro Tem.
Yes. Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, it is a distinct honor to have an opportunity to present the 63rd Speaker of the California State Assembly, that is Speaker Emeritus, as well as the 41st Mayor of the great city of Los Angeles, who has come up and graced us with his presence here today. Let's give it up for Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
Welcome, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Members, we are still on motions and resolutions. Any other motions and resolutions? Yes, Senator Lara at the Pro Tem's desk. Under privileges of the floor.
Thank you. Senators, I'm honored to introduce on the Senate floor today my representative from the 40th Congressional District, Congresswoman Lucille Roybal-Allard. In 1992, Congresswoman Roybal-Allard became the first Mexican-American woman elected to Congress. She is the first Latina to serve on the House Appropriations Committee and the first Latina to serve as the chair of a ranking member on a House Appropriations Subcommittee. Congresswoman Roybal-Allard served in the State Assembly from 1986 to 1992, and her father, Ed Roybal, is a legendary figure in Los Angeles, serving in the City Council for 13 years and in the House of Representatives for over 30 years. When Ed Roybal was elected to the House in 1963, he became the first Latino congressperson from California since 1879. Among his many achievements, he was the founder emeritus of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. As a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, Congresswoman Roybal-Allard has worked tirelessly to create jobs, improve health services, create a stronger and better education opportunities for our constituents. She has led the fight for immigration reform, a strong homeland security system, for our labor unions, veterans, and the rights of women and children. Please join me in welcoming an icon in her own right, Congresswoman Lucille Roybal-Allard.
Thank you, Senator Lara. Welcome, Congresswoman Roybal-Allard. Members, we are still on privileges of the floor. Any other privileges of the floor? All right, we will return to consideration of the daily file. We are going to start with unfinished business. Item 44, Senator Pan, are you prepared? Senator Pan, did you want to present item 44? Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 95 by Senator Pan relative to the Lunar New Year celebration.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, SCR 95 recognizes February 8th, 2016 as the beginning of the Lunar New Year. The amendments taken in assembly simply added co-authors to the resolution. I respectfully ask for an aye vote on these amendments and concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Members, is there any discussion or debate? Seeing none, is there any? Seeing no more discussion or debate, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Aye. Block. Aye. Canella. Aye. De Leon. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Aye. Hancock. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Huff. Jackson. Aye. Lada. Aye. Leno. Aye. Leva. Aye. Liu. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Wynn. Aye. Nielsen. Aye. Pan. Aye. Pavley. Aye. Roth. Aye. Runner. Aye. Stone. Aye. Vidak. Aye. Wachowski. Aye. Wolk. Wolk, aye. Huff, aye.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Ayes 40, noes 0. The amendments are concurred. Starting with Senate third reading, item 45, Senator Bell, are you prepared to present? Senator Bell, item 45, pass on file. Very good. Item 47, Senator Nielsen, are you prepared to present? Senator Nielsen? We're going to go ahead and pass at this time. Item 48, Senator Mendoza, pass on file. Item 49, Senator Fuller, pass on file. Thank you very much. Item 50, Senator McGuire, pass on file. Thank you very much. Item 51, Senator Roth, pass on file. Item 52, nope. All right, members, nothing further. We did a lot of passing today. All right. We are now going to recess the regular session, and we'll stand in recess, and the second extraordinary session will be convened. The prayer and pledge will be deemed complete. Reports of committee will be deemed read. Is there any further business in the second extraordinary session? Senator Hernandez? Please proceed.
Announcements. We have the Public Health and Developmental Service Committee will be held upon adjournment of session in room 4203.
At this time, the second extraordinary session will stand in recess and the regular session will be reconvened. Senator Hernandez, did you wish to speak? You're good. Okay. Members, we are returning to motions and resolutions. This would be the appropriate time to do an adjourn in memory. All right. Seeing none, if there is no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear. No. Senator Lara, for what purpose do you rise?
For the purpose of announcement, I apologize, Madam.
Please proceed.
The Appropriations Committee will meet immediately upon adjournment of session in room 3191 to hear one bill, AB 847, by Senator Mullen.
Thank you, Senator Lara. Mr. De Leon, President, Senator De Leon.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, we will have session tomorrow. Tuesday, we will convene at 3:30 p.m. We'll be here about maybe perhaps 10, 15 minutes maximum. Then we'll go together to the Assembly Chamber for the State of the Judiciary by our Chief Justice, as well as members of the California Supreme Court. That will begin at 4 o'clock. So we will have session tomorrow at 3:30 on this floor. With that, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene tomorrow, Tuesday, at 3:30 p.m. Have a great day, members.